From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. It's been another day of heavy thunderstorms in the upper Midwest. For the past 5 days, the region has been hit with serious floods. Rivers have pushed past their banks, swamping roadways, taking lives, and damaging hundreds of houses. Today, Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff and FEMA Administrator David Paulison are in Ohio. They're assessing the damage in that state. And throughout the Midwest, thousands of people are trying to recover from the relentless storms. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
In some parts of the Midwest, residents have been able to return to their homes to begin assessing the damage left behind by the pounding rains, which began last weekend. One of the hardest hit areas was northwestern Ohio. The Blanchard River near the small town of Findlay crested at near record levels and poured through homes in some of the worst flooding in more than a century. Governor Ted Strickland, appearing on CBS today, says it is a terrible situation for the state.
We estimate at least 1,000 people are out of their homes. In one county alone, there have been about 700 homes either seriously damaged or in some cases totally destroyed. So this is a major, major disaster for Ohio.
Strickland declared states of emergency for 9 Ohio counties. It's believed that as many as 12 people may have died from the latest series of storms, including 2 children and an adult who were electrocuted in Wisconsin when lightning struck a utility pole at a bus stop in Madison. And early sandbagging efforts and evacuations didn't stop floodwaters from ruining property in Wisconsin. Troy Oldenburg lives in Shelby, just outside of La Crosse, and says he woke up over the weekend to find his house surrounded by water.
I flipped the light on to go down the steps and they could see water about 6 inches from our ceiling joist. And so I come out to the front kitchen window over the sink and looked out there. My truck's parked in the driveway here and there was 4 foot water up the side of the truck.
Oldenburg left his home and also rescued 2 elderly neighbors. Their daughter, Vicky Kwame, says there's nothing left for her parents, both in their 70s, to salvage. She and her family had come to retrieve any knickknacks they could.
My dad didn't have any clothes. They were all in the basement, and the basement filled to the top. So we had to go to Walmart to buy him an outfit. Both their vehicles went. Can you imagine going from, you know, having a secure life to nothing?
Wisconsin's governor has applied for federal disaster aid for a number of counties. A number of other states, Iowa, the Dakotas, Illinois, and Indiana, were hit with flooding too. In Minnesota, a state still reeling from the Minneapolis bridge collapse, it was a different story. At least 7 people died in the storms. And in Rushford, Minnesota, the city administrator, Wendy Block, predicts the damage estimates will be immense.
I don't think the world knows yet how bad this is.
In Rushford, a town of about 1,800, 400 homes were damaged, at least 140 totally destroyed, along with a number of trailer homes and the town's grocery store.
Of course, the town is paralyzed. People aren't productively making an income. Business owners aren't making a profit. You start to think about it, it adds up in a hurry.
And many people still remain homeless. The road and the bridge near Nick and Tasha Carey's farmhouse in Houston, Minnesota, is washed out. They've come back to the area with binoculars to check on their farm animals and to see what they can of their home.
We got kids and we can't get to the house now because there's no road. And we called our homeowners this morning and they will not give us a penny because it was flood. So we have nothing. We just don't have anything.
We don't know where to turn.
We don't. So that's why we're here.
Yeah.
Emergency officials in most of the Midwestern states hit by this week's incessant storms say they are hoping that the worst is behind them, even though most forecasts still call for rain. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.